This is WHCC in Holland. It's time now for Talk of the Town, the program in which you, the listeners, participate with your telephone call. The guest this morning is Ruth Goddard from the AT&T company. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning.
And you said you got some good news about AT&T.
I do. It's been a very exciting summer, actually a whole first half of the year. One of the first things is that we have released our investment figures for the first 6 months of 2013. And in Michigan alone, AT&T invested more than $275 million improving and upgrading and expanding their wireless and wireline networks.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of our project Velocity IP that we announced last fall. And, I mean, this is huge. It was included deploying new macro cell sites, small cell sites, and antenna systems across the state. And in just the first 6 months, more than 2,150 additional business customer locations in Michigan now have access to the high-speed broadband in
mm-hmm.
their multi-tenant buildings. And that's multi-tenant buildings per se in building coverage can sometimes be a challenge. So if that has been an improvement on the wireless side, that's huge. Additionally, in 66 of 125 national markets, AT&T was ranked first by Root Metrics, which they're one of the industry, I don't want to say standard, industry study performance evaluation organizations. Root Metrics awarded AT&T first or tied for first for strongest overall call, text, and data performance in 66 out of 125 national markets, including two of Michigan's five markets. We were tied for first in Flint and Grand Rapids, January through June of this year. And, of course, Holland is part of the Grand Rapids market.
Yeah.
So, we're really, really proud of that. That network investment supports Michigan's economic health and the residents' ability to access services, wireless and internet, both at home and at work. So, you know, job providers and families, consumers, they're relying more and more and expecting more and more faster speeds, stronger signals, and these upgrades that we have invested in will really help that.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. The second thing is we were also a J.D. Powers and Associates study ranked us of the Tier 1 service wireless service providers. They ranked us, and I know some people will find this hard to believe based on calls I've received here on this show, but they did rank us first in customer service.
Very good.
Which, you know, shows we are listening, we are making improvements.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a huge win for us.
Yeah, it is.
The other thing is just today it was announced that J.D. Powers it's a second separate study, ranked us first in Tier 1 wireless providers for customer satisfaction with their overall sales experience, and this is due mostly to the performance of our retail employees in the stores.
Mm-hmm.
We've made some big improvements on wait time in the store and how we handle when customers first walk in, and you can now make appointments
really
to go into a store. Yeah. so that someone is going to be available if you only have a limited amount of time and you don't want to run the risk of having to wait for a sales employee to work with you. You can make appointments.
Mm.
So we have made some big improvements, and we're very, very proud
yeah.
of
yeah.
of the fact that we are able to see the improvements for our customers, both in our performance, customer service-wise, and also in our what our investments have provided for people. So
pretty amazing.
Pretty exciting news for us. Yeah.
Well, Ruth, I don't know. I've been looking at my phone on the wall there, and I just think, well, should I change? And it's working so good, I hate to change.
You mean going to, like, a wireless home phone?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, people, but, you know, with a wireless home phone, you can keep that same phone.
Yeah.
And you can keep that same number. It just is going out over the wireless network instead.
Yeah.
And, you know, quite honestly, eventually, that's where investment is going nowadays, in all companies. You know, you look around at all the telecom providers and all the broadband and internet providers. Investment dollars are, not all of them, but a large majority of investment dollars are going into the wireless networks because that's what people are using.
Yeah.
And when they use it, we have to provide the network for it. So, which is, you know, explains those numbers, those $275 million that we invested in Michigan. Now, actually, corporate-wide this year, I don't have just this year's, but over the last 5 years, we have invested, and this is both wireline and wireless, over the last 5 years, AT&T has invested $98 billion.
That's a lot of wire.
In just
or wireless.
And that's just in the United States. And that is more than any other public company in this country.
Hmm.
It's a huge number. So, but we now cover 94% of the population in this country is now covered by AT&T mobile broadband. So we have 107.9 million customers on our wireless.
You know, I think back to 1986 when this all changed, when the AT&T had to break it up.
Yep.
They're probably larger now than they were then.
Yeah. Well, the industry has changed drastically.
Yeah.
You know, back then everything was copper. Car phones were part of the Jetsons cartoon series.
Yeah.
You know? And they certainly didn't do all that a phone can do today. Computers were just coming into existence. And the world has changed, and technology has changed.
And we have a call coming in. Good morning. You're on the line with Ruth.
Good morning. How are you doing today,
sir? Good.
Wonderful. I have AT&T U-verse, the package, etc. The biggest frustration I have with them and other phone companies, because of my business, I have other carriers, is that even being a telephone company, you can never find anybody to talk to. And so you've got to push all these buttons, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The question is there a local office that I can go to talk to somebody about my AT&T?
Well, there is a retail. There is no local office per se. There is a retail location here in Holland.
Okay.
And you know, since they do sell U-verse, they are familiar with the product.
Wonderful. Where would that be?
You know, for right now I can't. It's out in my car. I have the list of all.
It's out in the mall, isn't it?
I think it's out by, I want to say, either Lowe's or Kohl's or someplace out there.
I understand. Because even last week I talked to AT&T U-verse and asked them that question, and nobody had any idea.
Well, and there are local technicians who, you know, I can have someone contact you, one of the local technicians that would do installation and answer some questions.
It has more to do with the packages that are available. And
okay, yeah, then the retail store, they definitely have all that information.
Okay. So it might be in the telephone book or whatever?
Yes.
Find that?
Yes, or online, yeah.
All right.
And they have all that information.
Wonderful. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yes, I've been to that store, and I've got help, and I think you should go there. It's on West Shore Drive next to Soup, where they just sell soup. And I met with a guy there, and he straightened out my bill. He helped me. He contacted somebody that we don't have a phone number, but she was a help person, and I got wonderful service and got everything straightened out. So I really appreciated the opportunity to speak to somebody face-to-face. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you for that call. And that is true that, that you know, customers can go into the retail location wherever they are.
And you see all kinds of products there that
you can
aren't
see
available.
The products, but those people can... They can walk through anything. They can walk through the bill. They can walk through what services are available and what's included in a wireless package, a UVerse package, or, you know, when Digital Life finally gets here, they will be selling that also.
Mm-hmm.
So they are very well-versed in all of the AT&T products.
All right. And we're at 395-1450 here at Talk of the Town. Our guest is Ruth Goddard from AT&T, and if you have a question for Ruth this morning, you can call us. We'll try to answer it. Ruth has a lot of the answers, but not always all of the answers.
No, nobody can have all of the answers. I do want to remind people once again, as traffic going to school buses and kids driving to school, that traffic picks up, that, of course, do not ever text and drive. No text is worth it. It can wait. But what's coming up is September 19th is the National Drive for Pledges Day, where we will be urging people and holding events throughout the country and throughout Michigan to take the online pledge to never text and drive.
Okay, I got a call here. Good morning. You're on the line with Ruth.
Yeah, I have a question. I'm in need of a new phone book. I was wondering how I can get one.
Well, you can call the customer service number and have them send you one. But please remember that the regular phone book no longer includes residential listings, but you can ask for a residential listing book to be sent to you.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thank
Bye.
You. And another call coming in here, I do believe. Good morning. You're on the line with Ruth.
Good morning. That AT&T store in Holland, a little bit easier to find maybe, is thinking of Myers. It in that area with Myers, it's a little north of the Myers store.
Okay, on the north side, Myers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank
right.
you.
Thank you.
Bye.
So, and on the texting and driving, so far we have had 2.1 million people take that online pledge to not text
really?
And drive.
That's
really.
Pretty good.
And it's not like there's pledge police out there are going to pull you over if they see you do it, but it hopefully will stick in your mind and...
Yeah.
The goal is to change behavior in order to save lives.
But if you do have an accident and you are texting...
It is against the law.
It's against the law. And
it is.
It will increase your penalty.
Yep.
If you are left.
If you are still here, yeah. You know, it's very sad. There was an editorial in the Wall Street Journal day before yesterday, I believe. Werner Herzog, who is a... film director, documentary type film director, has done a video on the dangers of texting
mm-hmm.
and driving, and I have not seen it yet. I think it's about 30 minutes. It's an actual documentary, and I have not seen it, but I understand it is very, very powerful.
I would imagine so. Good morning. You're on the line with Ruth.
Yeah, I'm wondering, does AT&T plan to put another store on the south side of Holland?
The one on
the north side is pretty packed.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, those decisions are made by the marketing types, consumer market people, and it's just, you know, when they feel that the time is right, the demand is there, I'm sure they track traffic in and out of the stores so that they can determine if an additional one is warranted.
Okay. All right.
I'll pass it along, though.
Thank you.
Thank you. 395-1450 and a moment out for...
.gov/HPV or call 1-800-922-6266. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Community Health and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Ruth Goddard from AT&T is our guest this morning, and if you have a question, give us a call. 395-1450, our line is open. And I just saw on my computer this morning some man who was texting, or woman, I'm not sure which, you couldn't tell, apparently was in the midst of a text and drove under a semi, and just car was flattened.
You just need to realize that you may think you can read and drive or type and drive, but you are taking your eyes off the road. You wouldn't close your eyes and drive, but you're doing basically the same thing.
Right.
People, it's just very, very, it's vitally important to do not text and drive. There are apps, free apps, that can be downloaded to a phone that automatically sense, or you can turn the app on when you get in the car. Some apps automatically sense that they are being moved at 25 miles an hour or something, that will automatically respond to a text and or a phone call and say, I'm driving, I will get back with you when I am stopped.
Right.
That's a good idea, especially for younger drivers that maybe don't have as much experience, but it is not just the younger drivers that text and drive.
Very true.
And it's not just them that need to change behavior.
Good morning. You're online with our guest.
Yeah, morning. Hey, quick question. I'll hang up and listen, but have you guys worked on your boundaries and borders to who you can service and who you cannot?
As far as, you know, wireline service or U-verse or what?
Yeah, just basic service, you know, for cable, everything. You know, the only option we have is Charter, and, you know, we're not happy with.
Okay, now, as far as the U-verse product or, you know, the high-speed internet that comes with U-verse, that we are always working on expanding that and deploying it out to a larger area, to more customers. I don't know. I mean, part of this Project Velocity IP investment includes expanding the deployment of U-verse. I do not know exactly where or when, but I know that a lot of it has been done, and it will continue to be done the rest of this year, next year, 2015. But, of course, in my department, we don't get the long-range plans, and those things change also based on budgets. But I know that there is a very aggressive plan to roll out the U-verse service offering, which includes the high-speed internet and the voice-over internet product to, you know, expanding where it already exists, but expanding it to larger areas and in going into some new communities.
Yeah.
So another thing I want to remind people is our AT&T Pioneers, our volunteer group of employees and retirees that donate a lot of time to nonprofit organizations and stuff like that. Once again, this year they will be donating filled backpacks for elementary students over here in the Holland area. They will be going to the Holland Rescue Mission. And I think this year, I think they're delivering 30 of them. I don't have the date yet, but we do that all around the state.
Mm-hmm.
The Pioneers buy the backpacks, and they use a combination of their own dollars and additional dollars that employees and retirees may donate specifically for the backpack drive. They purchase the supplies, they pack them. I know in Lansing, I have 165 to pack right now for various areas around the state. Lansing, Jackson, Benton Harbor, Kalamazoo. My garage kind of looks like an office supply store right now.
Good morning. You're on the line with Ruth.
Yeah, Ruth. When U-verse becomes available in our area, will the phone company publicize that?
Oh, yes. You will get mailings. You will get phone calls from third-party vendors, and you will probably see some door-to-door people.
Oh, okay, because I know friends of ours in town have had it for a couple of years, and we just, you know, it's not available out here by us yet.
Yeah, and that's a key word, yet.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, when it becomes available, you will know about it.
Okay.
We aren't shy about that.
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you.
Yep, bye now.
And a couple minutes left here. If you have a question about your AT&T service, 395-1450 is the number. And otherwise, Ruth will go back to her office and worry about other things.
Actually, I'm on the road today, but I just want to remind people, no texting and driving. Go to the retail store if you have questions about your bill or about packages that are available, whether it's wireless, U-verse, whatever. They can help you there. I know a lot of our stores get busy. You can make appointments, and those people are, I mean, they live to serve.
Good, good. Good morning. You're on the line with Ruth.
Good morning. I have U-verse where I live for my computer, and they tell me to sign up for TV, but when I call them, they tell me that I don't have any, they don't have enough U-verse whatever out there.
Well, it's, you know, I don't understand all the technical things, but I know it involves pairs and pair bonding and stuff like that in the boxes. You know, if you want, I can check with the engineering people. If you want to contact me after this show, give me your address and stuff. I can check with them and see what needs to be done.
Okay.
If you can get U-verse internet, and sometimes you might be just a little too far from the loop to get U-verse TV programming at a quality level that we would want to deliver. We don't want to deliver it to you and have, you know, not have it be the experience that it should be. But I can certainly check into it for you.
All righty. Thank you very much.
Do
you want to leave your number or what?
No, why don't you give me your info a minute?
Okay. You can either call me on 517-515-1945, or you can email me at rg1397@att.com.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay,
thank you.
And Ruth, it looks like we're out of time for today.
Well, that went fast.
Yes, yes. Well, a lot of information.
I think back to 3 years ago, I used to just be so scared coming in here. And what would I talk about for 30 minutes? But now it goes
nothing
very fast.
Nothing to it.
And that's because of you, Ju.
We'll
you're so good to me.